On this episode of Conspiracy Realist.
What do you know about worms?
Well, okay. Amphisbanians?
Yeah, the Mongolian death worm of the Gobi Desert.
President of the United States of America said that to
no,
you?
No, Dick Cheney.
Oh! I don't really pay attention to politics.
What's going on?
What's going on, YouTube? It's me, your favorite bedtime character, Pongo from 101 Dalmatians.
Who's
Pongo, the magical giraffe, the magical giraffe, the magical giraffe, Pongo, the magical giraffe, the magical giraffe.
This is in 101 Dalmatians?
In 101 Giraffes.
Oh, I thought you said Dalmatians.
I said Dalmatians.
There's so much uncertainty happening.
I had an Americano.
Oh, that'll do it.
I had an Americano. I'm going to spit in this Americano and then drink it. It gives it that Dutch flavor.
You're not Dutch.
I will be when I finish this Americano.
So this is welcome to Conspiracy Realists. With Nick Sarnelli.
and Austin.
And this is the first episode we're doing in person, live, from my living room.
This is the first time we've ever met
in person. We used to just be friends on Twitter, and then we started doing this whole pod, and now we're...
What do you know about worms?
No arms.
Sure.
They
can't see you.
They can't see you.
If for anyone listening, which is anyone who's... Austin wiggled his body like a worm.
I wiggled. Like a worm would. Oh, you meant like they, like the listeners could not see me. I thought you were telling me a fact about worms. Like worms can't see you. They are blind.
They are blind, right?
So, yeah. You can cut them in half and then they become two worms.
And you can cut those in half and they become...
Four, well, I guess, if you... Do you cut both?
Do you want to hear a sad story?
Oh, no, yeah.
And I won't out this person who is my current girlfriend. She said she used to cut worms in half when she was little so that she could have more friends.
Oh.
It's one of my favorite stories because it's like...
Yeah.
Not only were you friends with a worm...
worms.
But also chopped them in half and made more worms.
It's a good thing she didn't try that with people, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, she definitely hasn't done that. Sure. Yeah, for sure, for sure, for sure.
Anyways.
So that's the extent of my worm knowledge.
Worms wiggle. They are pink, and they cannot see. You can chop them in half and make more.
That's about all I got, yeah. I think they eat poop or something.
Well, and... 50... 550... A 550 million year old worm was actually one of the first animals to ever move and make decisions, like as an invertebrate, like microorganism.
Like 550 million years ago.
The microorganisms or whatever evolved to a point that it was like a sentient thing that could make decisions.
Yeah, I just wanted to clarify that it was that long ago, not a worm that is that old.
No, I'm saying that's worms in general. There's always been worms. Worms are a weird area of biology because there's so many different types of worms. There's parasitic worms, there's flatworms, microscopic worms, then there's like the worms you put on a f***ing fish hook or something like that. So I just think it's interesting because they've been around longer than pretty much any animal.
Yeah.
To like actually be considered an animal.
Right. Like how we consider sharks dinosaurs are like worms. Also dinosaur?
550 million years. I mean, they've got to predate dinosaurs.
Yeah, that's old.
So, there's a reason for that, because I have another cryptid.
Okay, a worm cryptid?
A worm cryptid.
Okay.
The only worm cryptid that I could find, and this one, I had never heard of this, but most of the cryptids that we talk about, at least in America, are American cryptids.
Yeah. Is this the
The Mongolian death worm.
Is that what it is?
The Mongolian death worm. Yeah, the Mongolian death worm of the Gobi Desert.
Okay.
Which is referred to as the Olgoi Korkoi.
Oh, okay.
By them, O-L-G-O-I hyphen K-H-O-R-K-H-O-I.
Okay.
So Olgoi Korkoi or Olgoi Korkoi.
Olgoi Korkoi. Sounds like Doodle Bob.
Doodle. Mehoi Minyo. So to understand a little bit about this, it was more of an urban legend, you know, East Asia, sort of. And this dates back. This was another one that dates back, I mean, to, geez, like the Mongols, basically, is where these stories were originating from. So that's
that's Genghis Khan, is he?
Yeah, I think so. Mongolians, East Asia, yeah. That area, that's like, yeah.
Who's the other one? Not Mongolian, but like, there's like Genghis Khan and there's like someone else.
Alexander the Great?
No. Maybe I'm...
Genghis Khan? Bangus Mom?
Genghis Khan's the one who like everyone is like a little
related
bit,
to, because yeah. He was just a
big... That's him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
Genghis I don't know Khan. Who else I might have been thinking of. Maybe like Geronimo?
Geronimo!
Yeah, I don't know.
But yeah, as far as the Gobi Desert goes, it's in East Asia. It covers parts of the northern and northeastern China and southern Mongolia. So the desert basins of the Gobi are bounded by the Altai Mountains and the grassland steppes of Mongolia. On the north, it's kind of surrounded by a bunch of shit in, like, East Asia. And it is the sixth largest desert in the world and the second largest in Asia after the Arabian Desert, which is a huge desert. So it is notable in history as the location of several important cities along... I don't know if you've ever heard of the Silk Road.
Yes, but, like, the modern version?
Sure.
Like the drug trade?
Yeah.
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 Was it that?
Yeah, that's okay. More or less, yeah. That.
Okay, so the new Silk Road is named after the original, where they smuggled.
Right. It's because the area is so big and vast. I mean, it's a desert. It's the perfect place
pretty
for
good,
drugs. It's
pretty good
the
spot.
Desert.
Yeah. To both do them and trade.
And it's
them.
Huge, and it reminds me, it seems like all these cryptids seem to at least gain slight credibility just on the basis that they're in these huge, expansive areas with unexplored territory. Like, you get the Jersey Devil in this huge area of the Pine Barrens.
Yeah, it's not the My Backyard Devil.
Right.
It's pretty easy.
1.1 million acres, and then the Gobi Desert's the fucking Gobi Desert. There's so many rocks unturned in the Gobi for many different reasons. And the Gobi Desert's actually a colder desert, too, which is interesting.
Oh.
When you think desert, you think beating hot.
Yeah.
Like,
so it's just vast emptiness, but it's not like...
I mean, it is warm, but also, like, all deserts get cold at night.
Yeah.
This one gets super cold, and it says that even snow accumulates on the tops of some of the taller sand dunes.
Whoa, like, that's weird.
Which is weird to think about in the desert.
Yeah, very
like,
weird.
Snow on top of sand is a weird combination.
Yeah, that's some Minecraft shit.
That's Minecraft shit. And it was, because it was so expansive, too, and if you're going by the theory that big deserts were once large bodies of water to some degree. It was a huge hub for fossil findings. And the first fossils of dinosaur eggs that were actually ever found were found in the Gobi Desert.
Oh, okay.
So big for fossil findings, weird, expansive area.
Yeah, you could throw a snowball, but it ends up hitting someone as a sandball.
Or evaporated before it reaches.
Yeah. Is that yellow snow or is that just sand? Don't eat it either
Don't
way.
Don't eat it. Don't eat it. And yeah, it was like the earliest 20th century Mongols and just general like nomadic people lived there because it was a f***ing desert. So
you
were pretty much nomadic if you...
Yeah, you couldn't really stick around anywhere. Yeah. You didn't really want to. You had to get water.
Yeah.
Well, you could just get
crack
a bucket of
a
snow.
Cactus. You could get a bucket of snow or crack open a nice prickly cactus.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, the Gobi Desert would be like the perfect place to live if you were... You know how like every fantasy story has like one scene where someone's walking through a desert and like... And they're like, you're like, oh, are they going to make it? But like, what if they just got to the top of the dune and there was just snow? Be dope. They'd be like...
Probably freeze your dick off. If you weren't burning to death, you'd be freezing to death.
Yeah, so yeah, I guess I'm forgetting that for snow to form, there would have to be cold. I was imagining hot desert during the day, but then at the top was still just a bunch of snow.
No,
and I was like, that's not how weather works.
No. All right, so the Mongolian death worm. It is a wham... that was said to be in the Gobi Desert, a big worm, a giant worm.
It's one worm.
One worm.
Ooh.
Or maybe, presumably, multiple, but
Yeah, I'd heard the term before, but I always heard it, I think, plural. So I just imagined they were little tiny worms.
Well, people, it became a popularized thing after the 1920s, and then, like, video games used them as bosses. Like, you see cave worms, sandworm, like, any of them. Like,
Dune.
Dune, with the sandworms and shit. Even some people tried to find the Mongolian death worm by using, like, seismic vibration type things, like tremors, movie Tremors, or like how they search for them in Dune as well. They literally were using the ideas presented in Doom and Tremors to actually try to find the Mongolian death worms in real
life.
Were
they doing that before Dune and Tremors, or was that
after?
Oh, so they saw it in the movie.
Yeah.
And they were like, that's
maybe we can find them under there. But all the stories originally accumulated, like, way back in the day, and, like, the nomadic people would tell stories of it. Like, anyone that would go there and asked about it, it seemed like the indigenous people there totally believed in it. They totally were like, yeah, it's a thing out there.
Big spooky.
Big spooky.
Did it also have, like, big sharp teeth, like the ones in Dune?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, they don't know for sure.
Was it like, did it just eat shit? Like, people, like, were people afraid of it?
They were afraid of it, but not, like, in a...
Not in a Dune way.
Like, this could happen. It'd be like, it was more of, like, a legend to them as well. But, like, don't go too far off in the desert by yourself, because the Mongolian death worm is out there.
And I mean, it does have death in the name.
Right.
So,
no, yeah, and it was said to have, like, toxic spikes that would stick out of it, too.
Like, ooh.
Like, if you touched it. Like
a freaky caterpillar.
Yeah, if you touched it, you would die, because it was so poisonous, was, like, the going theory. But
oh, wow, okay.
It was shaped like a sausage, about 2 feet long, had no head, no
leg. Okay, so it's not...
Yeah.
Okay.
Not like a dune, like, giant. Okay. Like, it was just supposed to be, like, a big fucking worm.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, see, okay, that makes... That's why I asked if it was eating people.
No, and it kind of grew in fable and legend to become this larger-than-life thing, but as far as the actual big, meaty fucking
big
sausage
thing of ground beef.
Yeah, literally,
Okay.
And it, it's said it's so poisonous that merely to the touch meant instant death, so that's where the death worm comes from.
Okay.
It was said to have lived in the most desolate out there parts of the Gobi Desert, obviously. I mean, it came into Western attention as a result of Roy Chapman Andrews' 1926 book, On the Trail of Ancient Man. And he was an American paleontologist that described secondhand tales of the monster that he heard at a gathering of Mongolian officials. None of those present ever had seen the creature, but they firmly believed in its existence and described it minutely. Legend has it, the Mongolian death worms spend most of their time hidden underneath the sandy dunes of the Gobi Desert, but they'll surface during the wetter months of June and July.
As worms do?
As worms
like,
do.
Yeah, that's
right.
Very warm-like.
So it's like, yeah, don't go, you know, if a local should happen upon this creature or whatnot, they know, like, oh, don't...
Mm. Don't pick it up, try and raise
it. Don't pick it up, don't touch it or whatever. It could be going in and out of the sand or whatever.
Yuck.
And so, you know, after several investigations of people in, like, the 2000s and prior to that, the conclusion was that the tales of the worm's powers had to be exaggerated, and the reported sightings more than likely involved a species of worm lizard, which I don't know if you know what a worm lizard
is. I don't.
They're a reptilian, but they're reptiles.
Reptilian?
Like the Anunnaki.
Like the Anunnaki.
No, not quite like the Anunnaki. They're literally like lizards that don't have...
Limbs?
Limbs, but not like a snake, like more like a worm, but with scales.
Yeah, I'm going to...
They're a real thing. You can...
Yeah, I'm going to look
because there's tons of different species of them and stuff.
Worm lizards. Oh, gross. Ooh.
Yeah, so they, like, it's weird. They literally look like worm lizards. It's the perfect name
for
them.
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, it literally is like a snake, but with, well, God, amphisbanians?
Hey, you amphisbanians coming up in here.
Amphisbanians?
Amphisbanians. Amphisbania.
You ever been to Amphisbania? Ew. Yeah, look, this one has, like, a little, like, arm, though.
Yeah.
So they're... But they don't all.
Right. Or
this one just looks like a...
Tiny, tiny little T-Rex arms.
Oh, yeah, that's what they are. So, yeah, so that's why they're not snakes.
Yeah, because they have these little digging claws.
Yeah, but, like, little
they're
tiny...
They're like a scaly worm mole.
They kind of look like classic Asian dragons.
Yeah, with very elongated. And,
without the...
And they have the little tiny hands. But
yeah, without the wings,
or obviously. Feelers or whiskers or something.
Gross. Very gross.
Yeah. So the interest in the worm, it's not like a popular cryptid these days because everybody just thinks of it as probably just exaggerated sightings of a worm lizard.
Yeah.
But with more knowledge of the ecology of the Gobi Desert, what was previously thought to be the Mongolian death worm may have actually been a type of even pit viper or rat snake local to the area. Like, it could have been anything that was elongated. And if they weren't,
yeah,
especially ancient, not ancient people, but...
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah.
Early, like, 20th century people that lived out there. And hallucinations happen in deserts, yeah. So that's like, a, you know...
And science has gotten better.
Better.
In the past 100 years. Like, the past century has been a substantial jump up from everything before. It was like... We went from cars to self-driving cars.
Yeah.
We went to the moon at one point. Anything before, really, 1900 is kind of up in the air.
Up in the air,
as to whether, you know, yeah, you see a big thing and you just assume, ew, gross.
Yeah. And don't touch that.
You go tell your cousin,
it's the Mongolian death worm!
I saw it! Even though a lot of them said they didn't see it, but yeah, it's not hard to think how that stuff,
yeah, and exaggerated. So most people are just like, nobody, there's no, like, certain cryptids, like, there's always people that are going to be hunting Bigfoot and Yeti and stuff like that. Nobody's, yeah, really actively, we got to find the Mongolian death worm.
Yeah.
There were teams of people that at one point in the 2000s, even as recently as 2005, okay, were still looking for it.
Huh.
But since then, has pretty much been like, hey, it was probably... misidentification, yeah, or hallucinations by
desert conditions. They're out there in the desert.
Yeah. And the only evidence for the creature have been sightings and stories from the locals. Obviously, there's no photographs or remains that have ever been found. And because of the lack of this hard evidence, the Mongolian death worm is widely accepted as being just a legend. But I read this interesting article.
Audible.
There's an article that I read by Natasha Ishak, and she is a writer for a web publication called All That's Interesting. And she says that the Gobi Desert is a vast region that spans a territory of 500,000 square miles of rough terrain, making the existence of undiscovered animal species extremely likely. And additionally, there are worm species that have been known to live in sand instead of soil, like the giant beach worm in Australia. And worms, their circulatory system functions by absorbing oxygen through their skin and carrying it throughout their entire body, which would allow them to grow up to large sizes like the death worm's supposed 5-foot length.
Huh.
So could it be possible that this worm lived in a vast part or was even since been extinct?
Yeah, that's
but
what
back
I was.
Then was a species of worm lizard or snake or something that lived out there that was toxic or venomous and that no longer exists, but was the scary thing to people back in the day.
Yeah, I think, I mean, that's very possible.
And it's like, it's weird to think because that totally, in my mind, that totally could have existed.
Yeah, it's not.
What the f*** are you talking about? I'm the most realistic thing out there. I'm the f***ing Joyce D.
You ain't never seen nothing realer.
Horse head.
Long hair.
Bat wings.
Never had my dad there. Mama Leeds.
Mama Leeds.
Mama Leeds.
So I think we should make Mama Leeds brand things. Like Mama Leeds 4 cheese sauce.
Mama Leeds. Mama Leeds satanic potpourri. One for you, one for me.
What does satanic potpourri smell like?
It smells like fresh pine barrens.
Oh. Actually, okay, that actually would be... If, like, fresh pine would actually make a lot of sense. Yeah.
Sounds but since nice. It's the pine barrens, you get one pine needle in a jar.
Sniff it. Thanks for that, guys.
Thanks, Pine Daddy. Chris Pine is Pine Daddy. You fly that plane in Wonder Woman.
Best Chris.
Definitely went to Wonder Woman to see Gal Gadot and not Chris Pine with his shirt off.
Steve Trevor forever. Wonder Man.
Chris Pine, if you're listening.
Wear the woman's Wonder Woman outfit.
Yeah.
Just, for us.
Like, take it home with you.
Yeah. Gal doesn't need it.
No, she's too busy singing Imagine.
Imagine all my boners. If Chris Pine wore the Wonder Woman costume. Ooh. You may say I'm a dreamer,
But clearly, I'm not the only one.
It's hot in here.
Yeah, I know. It's very warm with the sun shining in. You can hear us disrobing on the microphone.
This is some disrobing ASMR is what we're kind of trying to lean this channel into.
Yeah. You like that? You like those noises?
I'm going to type in Mongolian death worm proof and see what I get.
I do think it's a much more likely cryptid than a lot of the other ones out there.
Yeah.
Because it's really... like
it's a big worm.
It's a big worm. It, like, and it's poisonous, but so are little caterpillars now.
Right.
So, because it would be different if, like, it was a dune-sized death worm.
Right, I'd be like, well...
Yeah, I mean, still not out of the question. Unrealistic,
yeah,
but
for even, like, thousands of years ago.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Everything was big.
Everything was big back then.
Everything was big back then. Big
well,
bats.
The Anunnaki wanted to, you know, make sure that no other aliens were
right. So they put a big death worm.
So they put a big death worm to make sure.
Yeah. Oh, I found that all that's interesting article you were talking about.
By Natasha.
Sure, I don't know. I'd do it. Yeah, by Natasha Ishak. But it was checked by Megan Liscombe.
Hmm.
Good job, Megan.
Thanks, Natasha and Megan.
Thanks, Natasha and Megan. Thanks to our researchers for this episode, Natasha and Megan.
We know them on a personal level and aren't just stealing their info.
Okay, here, this is from...
Well, we're crediting them.
This is from Cult Nation, but cult spelled with a V. Gvult Nation.
That's how they spelled it back then.
Yeah.
Like the Vavitch.
Back in May 2019.
Oh, yeah, everyone was just spelling cult with a V back then in May 2019.
Disturbing facts about the Mongolian death worm. The native name of the Mongolian death worm is Orgoy Korkoy, which translates to intestine worm.
Right. They gotta make that a fleshlight.
Oh.
You can just fuck the death
Mongolian
worm.
Mongolian death light. Check it out. We're claiming that one right now.
That's right. http://www.austinandnickbathwater.com. Oh, what's this? You can go to the other tab. That's right. Our tech guy put in an other tab.
That's
right. You
click
the other tab, and guess what's on there? Mongolian deathworm fleshlights. And for a limited time only, you can get a blow-up sex doll of... It's me, the Joyzy Devil! Have you ever wanted to f*** a horse-headed bat? Well, come no further, folks. Drink your bathwater, f*** your Mongolian deathworm, and then f*** me, the Joyzy Devil!
I got nothing to add to that one. I got nothing to add. That's the pure.
And now,
that's the chaotic energy.
We need a Mongolian deathworm song. Hey, it's me, the Mongolian.
No, I think it sounds more like.
Yeah.
Because my is James.
Oh, we never let him get a word out, that Mongolian death whore. Can I stop sucking for 2 minutes? Shut the up, Orgoy Korkoy.
Holgoy Korkoy.
He's just a big, long hole.
Mongolian death worm. The Mongolian death worm is a warm-blooded creature in this...
How do you know?
Mongolian death worm can kill from a distance by spewing corrosive yellow saliva and generating an electric discharge. You know, like a Pikachu.
Like a penis? Oh, like a Pikachu. Yeah, like a Pikachu.
Yeah, experts claim it's too hot for worms.
Okay, what does expert mean?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, we contacted this guy. And we're like, hey, Mongolian death worm.
Its skin is an exoskeleton? Yes. Which molts whenever it becomes injured. Russian scientists allegedly uncovered a dead specimen in 1972, but it disappeared and is rumored to be hidden in the basement of a Russian museum.
Why not just have it in the museum? On the level that people can see stuff on.
Yeah, right.
Well, also, I forgot that most of the... I don't know why I would forget this and why I wouldn't think this to begin with, that most of dinosaur bones are models of dinosaur
bones.
Yeah. And they're just... They're fake, but they're...
The actual bones are, like, kept
because they would, like, shatter into a million pieces. Plus, they don't find the whole dinosaur, and most of the dinosaurs, other than, like, ones that they found a shit ton of fossils for, is just what they imagine it looked like.
When are they going to... Because I was just at the Cleveland National History Museum, and they have a dinosaur exhibit. All the pictures are still of lizard dinosaurs.
Yeah, when are they... The T-Rex is supposed to supposedly
have
feathers
and
shit.
When are they giving them feathers?
Yeah.
When is that going... When are they doing that update?
And a lot of people aren't even familiar with that idea.
Yeah, they're just big chickens.
Yeah, but were they? But weren't they? We don't know.
But they didn't have beaks.
No beaks.
Weird.
Yeah.
Pterodactyls.
Yeah. Pterodactyls.
That's all. That's it.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States has one announcement to make.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Quiet down. Quiet down.
So it's George Bush in this.
He's the only one I can do.
He's the only one anyone can do.
Quiet down. Quiet down.
Maybe Clinton, but...
Silence now amongst the press. Pterodactyls.
What?
Mr. President, Mr. President, what did you mean when you said pterodactyls?
Well...
Into one. Anunnaki forever. 9/11 was an inside job. Dick Cheney's just standing there.
Oh no, sorry. My eighth heart attack. The president was feeling a little Illuminati today.
Mr. Cheney, that is another heart attack. You are collecting interest on your heart attack.
I can't help it. McDonald's is so good.
And so is war profiteering.
And come on down, get a big old gulp, get a big old mug, a flagon of oil. That's right, we have invaded several countries to get this oil and deliver it straight express to your mouth.
And speaking of mouths, I'm in the mouth of this Mongolian death worm.
There's like a Alcoholics Anonymous, like an AA meeting for cryptids. Bigfoot wearing like glasses and pajama pants and... The Jersey Devil is like...
He's got the morning paper on his lap.
Thanks for coming in, guys. And hey, JD, how's everything going with the pizza shop?
It's f***ing booming! Business has never been better!
How's the crack cocaine?
It's so good!
No, that's not what we want to hear.
It's so good, though! You want some? I brought some. It's in my kangaroo pouch.
No.
Mm-mm-mm.
And then this sad sack of a Mongolian death worm comes
dripping
in.
Out of it.
Hey, you have a toaster strudel or something?
Oh no, Dick Cheney f- my mouth. Man, you're all mouth too. That's crazy.
No, you know, he basically just f- me.
He said, in quote, I was going to be used as his little Mongolian death f- hole.
The President of the United States of America said that to you?
No, Dick Cheney did.
Oh! I don't really pay attention to politics. I'm too busy f***ing being a bat.
A big bat. Oh, Mama Leeds, if she could taste my spaghetti sauce now, man. Fly around the Pine Barrens, I leave my hoof prints, I'll tell you. Being the Jersey Devil ain't all it's cracked up to be, though. Sometimes you don't feel like a Jersey Devil. Sometimes you feel like a loser.
Spam risk.
Scam likely. Hello, Mr. Likely. Thank you for calling again, Mr. Likely. Oh, crazy scam.
I like the ones that say political call.
What does that mean?
This is Zachary. PA Democrats, and we were hoping we could have your vote in the upcoming
this is
election.
The Mongolian death worm. I'm humbly asking everyone if we could please just make a law that says you can't just f*** my mouth endlessly whenever you want if you're in a political position of power, namely Dick Cheney.
Hey, what's that letter on your desk? That's just another one of those fake Mongolian death worm pleased. Because you know
think those are fake.
Because you know there's like a huge stack.
All the Mongolian Dick Cheney lives out there. Yeah. And he just
it's like, well, you know, it's a myth. So how could the myth? How could this not real thing be writing it? Please stop saying I'm not real.
It's weird that they didn't touch on in the movie Vice about Dick Cheney. They did not talk about him f***ing those Mongolian.
Well,
devils.
If you read the credits, there is one in there listed, and they have it very crudely casted as. Guard.
Oh my god.
So I think he was just wearing it the whole time.
Jesus. And that's f***ed up because it's Christian Bale just playing him.
Right, yeah, he didn't have... Well, he commits.
That's fair.
He does. He commits, he lost all that weight for the machinist. He f***ed Mongolian death worm in its hole.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the only way to get ahead in Hollywood.
It's the only way to get ahead in Hollywood. Thanks to all this friggin' cancel culture.
Just I can't f*** a Mongolian death worm? This isn't even America anymore. Olgoy Korkoy.
Olgoy.
I was looking at a list of cryptids, and I was like, that's an interesting one that I've never heard of.
Yeah, I had heard the name before, but, like, never...
Especially being that far out, like, a desert cryptid that is more known by...
Like, Eastern societies. Well, yeah, and again, like, a fairly realistic.
Yeah.
Like, if we had to come down on a vote as to whether or not it was real, I would cast my vote for yeah. Maybe not now.
Right.
Maybe it went the way of the dodo.
Right.
But...
Yeah, sure.
Sure.
Why not? It's just a big fucking worm.
Maybe fucking Genghis Khan. Attila the Hun was the other one I was thinking of.
The Hun.
Then he's the one that we're all a little bit. Yeah?
I thought that was Genghis Khan. It's probably both.
Probably both.
I thought it was Alexander the Great, too.
No, he was great. Okay, well, Attila the Hun's also much older. He's 395.
One in every 200 men alive today is a relative of Genghis Khan.
Oh, it is Genghis Khan. Okay.
10% of the world is related to Genghis Khan.
He was 1227, so that was a while ago still. It was...
A couple years ago.
Almost, 800 years?
Yeah, more or less.
Yeah, roughly. Like 795 something like that. Yeah. Yeah. Is that right? Did I do the math right? That's when he died.
I'm taking your word for it.
So, if people in the Mongol Empire were reporting seeing these... I mean... It's been 800 years.
Yeah, yeah.
Very, very possible.
Yeah. We don't even have, like, regular animals anymore.
Let's see. Animals... I mean, I can... Here's a list of animals that went extinct last year.
Jesus.
No, he went extinct.
Jesus of Nazareth. No, he, that was a... That wasn't...
That was about 2022 years ago.
A little bit of different... There was some foul play involved in that, too. It wasn't really... Like
it wasn't really... Yeah. Ivory-billed woodpeckers.
No!
The splendid poison frog.
No.
The smooth hand fish.
And that's not extinct. I can give you a smooth hand fish.
And the Jalpa false brook salamander. All those went extinct last year. Oh, here's a list of more.
Oh.
22 of them.
That's too many.
The website. Global Citizen. The Kawioa. Oh, it's a bird. Actually, I heard about this.
A bird?
It's a bird. You can hear it sing on recording. They have recordings of it singing. I don't know why they're saying this went extinct last year. Oh, it was declared extinct last year. Last time anyone saw one was 1987. Remember, I listened to its song on... There was, like, a YouTube clip of it. And, like, all the comments were people just being like... Man, it is really, like, hauntingly beautiful that we can listen to this extinct bird song. And then I was like, man, someone should sample that and use it in a horror movie.
Yeah.
Because that would be dope. It's a very sad-sounding song. A lot of stuff in Hawaii going extinct. Like, the first, like, four. Maui Akepa. Kauai Nukupu.
I'm sure you're pronouncing these very correctly.
I'm trying. I'm really trying. That's not me, like...
No, I know.
But it does remind me of the fucking High School Musical 2 song.
Una muka nuka muka apa wupa. Sharpay, dude.
Yeah.
Sharpay is one of those Anunnaki NPCs because she wants everyone to stick to the status quo. So she's one of the portal
people
whose main job is to keep people in line, and she's not even aware of it.
Whoa. And
Vanessa Hudgens' character
is a real person.
Yeah.
Most people in that high school were... Did they break free?
We're breaking free, Nick. That's the... Holy shit, the Mongolian death worm, but High School Musical is a f***ing... what do they call that? An allegory? An allegory?
Yeah, it is about people breaking free
from the simulation.
Anunnaki simulation and oppression. You can make a really good argument for that. We should do a YouTube video essay about this. I gotta rewatch High School Musical now.
We'll just be analyzing every frame.
Like, yeah.
Did you see how that shows that the cube...
Yeah, like, it was obscure background
the
details.
The sun is a cube?
It's, like, very blatantly not spinning. It is just... It's like, wow, how did we...
Since when is everyone who in is this the, a lizard?
The guy that made High School Musical, Kenny...
Kenny Loggins.
Not Kenny Loggins. It's Kenny Ortega. He wrote Truthism.
High School Musical.
He made Hocus Pocus, Descendants, The Newsies, and High School Musical.
The Newsies? That's cool.
The original Disney movie, not the Broadway musical.
Oh, okay.
It's better. Still. But yeah, it wouldn't exist without him. I just think that cryptids are sexy. I've always been interested in cryptids. Like we said, we both had cryptozoology phases.
Yeah.
So it's interesting to look back and see the actual... and the lengths that people go to try to prove the existence of these things.
Yeah, because like Bigfoot and Yeti's one thing, because they're so pop culture infused at this point. Doesn't really matter if they're real or not. We all are like thinking about... you know, you think about Bigfoot like once a day or whatever every American does.
I thought that was Abe Lincoln.
No, it's Bigfoot. It's Bigfoot. He's on the penny, right?
Yeah, Bigfoot's on the penny. Yeah. And then Abraham Lincoln is said to have just been like spotted in several wilderness areas.
You know that one photo of Abraham Lincoln where he's blurry and looking over his shoulder? Am I getting these mixed up?
I don't think so.
But yeah, it is funny when you look at... I feel like no one's real. Not that many people were pushing for the Mongolian deathworm thing being real. Like a lot of people.
No, I mean it was like a. It was like
they looked into it, but then they were all like, "Nah."
It was a folk legend of the kind of the people around there, that area.
Yeah,
but all right. Hey, thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening, folks. Follow us on. I don't know what this voice I'm doing is. Follow us on Instagram @TheConspiracyRealists. Follow us on Twitter @RealistsPod. Email us at twoguysonetruth@gmail.com because I didn't feel like making a new email. And listen to the outro music. Let it take you. Yeah,
we're still selling that bathwater, guys.
We're still selling it. We did suffer a loss. We had to dump out the bathwater because it had been sitting around for so long. It kind of fermented.
Frothy.
It got like vinegary. So don't know why that happened. If we let it sit around long enough, it might turn into like vodka or like bath wine.
Fermented bath wine.
So maybe if that's something you guys would be interested in.
The more aged it is, the better it is.
Yeah, and it should have a layer of crust.
Like creme brulee.
Yeah, but you don't have
creme
to
creme brulee. Keep your voice down, bro. Not another beep. Not another.
Oh my god, this is also. Wow. You can also just send us money. I'm not one to beg, but please. Please.
I'm not one to beg, but please.
And on that note, see you, folks.